This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 34 for Thursday, August 24th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market was higher on Thursday, coinciding with mixed sentiment in comparable oils. European rapeseed was mixed, while Malaysian palm oil was mostly higher and Chicago soy oil was lower. Crude oil was also lower due to economic concerns in China and new supplies incoming from Iran and Venezuela. The Canadian dollar was down by less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. A system brought rain to parts of northern Alberta this morning before traveling eastward during the day. The November canola contract was up $3.40 per ton at $809.90. In the U.S., corn and wheat were lower and soybeans were higher as high temperatures continue in the U.S. Midwest. The U.S. Department of Agriculture weekly export sales report said earlier today that 2022-23 U.S. corn had 22,700 tons of net sales reductions during the week ended August 17th, primarily from Colombia and unknown destinations. For new crop corn, there were 673,500 tons sold for export, with more than half going to Mexico. The pro forma crop tour and measured Illinois' average corn yield at 193.72 bushels per acre, up 3 from last year and slightly above the 3-year average for the third highest value in 10 years. Partial results from Iowa showed an average of 182.58 bushels per acre, also slightly above the 3-year average. Despite dryness, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange expects 7.3 million hectares sown for corn in Argentina during 2023-24. The December corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.88. Nearly 365,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the week ended August 17th, mostly to Germany and Spain. Approximately 1.22 million tons of new crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export, with most going to unknown destinations in China. 71,400 tons of old crop soy meal were sold, down 44% from the week before, as well as 202,600 tons of new crop soy meal. 1,800 tons of old crop soy oil were also sold. Illinois' average soybean pod count per 9 square feet was 1,271, a small increase from last year and the 3-year average. Western Iowa's was 1,137, down 9.25% from last year and up 15.5% from the average. The November soybean contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.72. Export sales of new crop U.S. wheat increased by 13% from the previous week to 406,000 tons, near the higher end of trade estimates. Ukraine's Ag Ministry estimated new crop wheat exports since July 1st at 1.46 million tons, up 64% from the year before. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.32. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.63. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8 even. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, August 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.